Be thankful. That's God's command for us. Actually, that's exactly how it is written in Colossians 3:15. But in my humble opinion, a more accurate translation of that verse would be the thankful people. In other words, God wants you and me to be the ones who give thanks to God all the time, continually, for everything, and in all circumstances. Since it is just 4 days away from Thanksgiving Day, this morning we'll think about the meaning and the practice of thankfulness, as you read. That is overflowing with gratitude. Thankfulness is one of the distinctive marks of a Christian. To me, a believer means being thankful, period. It would be an oxymoron if you say unthankful Christian or grumpy believer, because faith and thanks go together. If you remember the good old days, graph diagram, you diagram X and Y axis, and then faith and, you know, thanksgiving always go like that, proportionately. Stronger faith, more thanks, you know, stronger faith, and so forth. A mature Christian exudes thankfulness, both in words and deeds. She always overflows with gratitude and never runs out of matters to be thankful for, both to God and to people. And let me explain to you what I mean by never running out of thanks. Imagine it is a hot summer day. You want to have a nice cup of iced coffee. Coffee you like. So you arrive at the Starbucks and order one. And as soon as you get it and you open the lid and take a sip, and it tastes so good. It's so heavenly, you could say. And you're happy and content. And you walk out of the store and something happens. Someone accidentally bumps into you and you spill your cup. The coffee spills all over on you, on the other person as well, and all of it. That's the image of overflowing, this time with gratitude instead of coffee. Thanksgiving does not stay inside. It spills out and it spreads out. Please keep that image in your mind as you listen to my sermon. If someone encounters you, a believer in Christ, what would spill out of you in your words and actions? Would they see the attitude of gratitude or something else? The sure sign of a Christian is, as I said, gratitude. And that rubs off on everyone around her. When was the last time you met a believer and you were so impressed with her attitude that you wanted to be just like her? Sadly, we often come away with the opposite impression, whining and complaining Christians. Once I was serving as usher in the at the annual conference in Wildwood, New Jersey. I was one of the many ushers. My job was to direct the hungry crowd, mind you, over 1,000 people, to their tables at lunchtime. Standing at the, you know, gate and directing them, the instruction given to me was to fill the farthest corner tables first and move towards to the front tables. And most of the people were cooperative with the ushers. However, occasionally, as you could imagine, I ran into some believers, Methodists, who showed their whining attitude. They said to me, "Why should I walk so far when I can take the nearest table right here?" Mind you, they were not handicapped. They were not senior citizens either. Now, if you have been one of the people there, would you have been working with the ushers and thankfully following the directions so that everyone would be served on time? Or do you see yourself whining? Imagine Jesus this time. Imagine that you met him for the first time in person. What kind of impression would you come away with after you met him face to face? Some of us would come up with grace, love, compassion, wisdom, miracle worker, teacher, son of God, and even righteous anger when he cleansed the temple. Sometimes justice, sometimes just friend of sinners, and etc. Seldom have we come away with the image of gratitude, the Jesus who was overflowing with thanksgiving. I'm going to present to you three cases in the scriptures. One was that when he offered his prayers at the Last Supper. Last Supper was the first Eucharist. By the way, the meaning of the Eucharist means thanksgiving. Okay? The first Eucharist Jesus ever had with his disciples. He broke the bread with thanks to God at the table. The second image that comes to my mind is this. When Jesus fed the crowds, more than 4,000 people, with the 7 loaves and the fish. Once again, he broke the bread with grace. That's why we say grace at the dinner table, any table. Thanksgiving to the giver for the food. The third time, Jesus also gave thanks this time to his Father in heaven in advance before God answered his prayers. This is what Jesus did. He lifted up his eyes and said to the Father in heaven, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Right after this, thanks to the God, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. If you read John chapter 11. So I could safely say that Jesus' life and prayers were overflowing with thanksgiving. His thanksgiving was coming from his intimate relationship with God, and he would sing praises to his Father all the time, and he obeyed God with delight. He would do nothing that was displeasing to his Father in heaven. Such a reverent attitude and obedience to God, the scripture says, made Jesus' prayers very effective. In other words, all the prayers were answered affirmatively by God, except one that Jesus offered in the Garden of Gethsemane. You remember his prayer? Take this cup away from me, Lord, but not as I will, but as you will. That was the only prayer was not answered as he asked. So when his prayers were answered by God, what do you think Jesus did? He offered more thanksgivings to God. So you could see the cycle, may I say, good cycle of gratitude preceded, you know, just his prayers and followed his prayers. Therefore, I can, as I said, say that Jesus' life began and ended with overflowing gratitude every day in every way. It also rubbed off on everyone around him. And God wants us, his children, to benchmark it, a lifestyle of Jesus, overflowing with thanksgiving. So I'm going to present to you three practical suggestions that you could practice in your life. The first one is this. Make thanksgiving a mark of your life. You know, oftentimes people ask, okay, so you love so-and-so, right? You remember so-and-so. How would you remember the person whom you dearly love? Using adjectives. Most people say that he was kind, she was, you know, loving and caring. But seldom I hear, we are talking about Christians, he was or he is thankful. Did you know thanksgiving is a choice? Now, I'm speaking about the words, particularly I'm focusing down on words, we say. Listen to the word of God in Ephesians chapter 5, There must be no filthiness and silly talk among you, of course, jesting, which are not fitting to the believers, but rather giving of thanks. In other words, God's will for us is that each time we open our mouth, words of thanks come out. Otherwise, you will be like the following example. I'm going to read a story. Two cars waiting at a stoplight. The light turned green, but the man didn't notice it. A woman in the car behind him is watching traffic pass around them. The woman begins pounding on her steering wheel, blowing her horn and yelling loudly at the man to move. The man doesn't move. The woman is going ballistic inside her car, ranting and raving at the man, pounding on her steering wheel and dash. The light turns yellow, and the woman begins to blow the car horn and flips him off and screams profanity and curses at the man. The man looks up, sees the yellow light, and accelerates through the intersection just as the light turns red. The woman is beside herself, screaming in frustration as she misses her chance to get through the intersection. Some of you laughing, maybe in the same situation before. As she's still in mid-rant, she hears a tap on her window, looks up into the barrel of a gun held by a very serious-looking cop. The policeman tells her to shut up her car while keeping both hands in sight. She complies, speechless at what is happening. After she shuts up the engine, the policeman orders her to exit her car with her hands up. She gets out of the car and he orders her to turn and place her hands on her car. She turns and places her hands on the car roof and quickly is cuffed and hustled into the patrol car. She is too bewildered to ask any questions what's going on and is driven to the police station where she is fingerprinted, photographed, searched, booked, and placed in a cell. After a couple of hours, a policeman approaches the cell and opens the door for her. She's escorted back to the booking desk where the original officer is waiting with her personal belongings. He hands her the bag contains her things and says, "I'm really sorry for this mistake. But you see, I pulled up behind your car while you're yelling, blowing your horn, and flipping the guy off in front of you and cussing a blue streak at him. And then I noticed the Choose Life license plate holder and the What Would Jesus Do bumper sticker and the Follow Me to Sunday School bumper sticker and the chrome-plated Christian fish emblem on the trunk. So naturally, I assumed you had stolen the car." None of us has done it. Make Thanksgiving a mark of your life. Second thing is begin with small things in life. Practice daily being thankful in all circumstances, both good and bad. I'm going to continue this sermon, you know, later on Thanksgiving and service. But don't begin with big thanks. You know, someone says that, "How can I forgive Hitler? Tell me, can you forgive Hitler?" I said, no. Begin with small things, okay? You can forgive someone living with you, your husband and wife. Don't go all the way to Hitler or Stalin, okay? So begin with small things first and move on to bigger ones. Do not expect yourself to be like Job overnight, the guy who lost all the possessions, all 10 children, and came up with a terrible skin disease. Yet he did not sin against God with his lips. Let me tell you, it was not just overnight, you know, just the decision he made. It was the outcome of years of practice of giving thanks and praises to the Lord all the time. In fact, if you read the scripture, he offered his daily sacrifice, keyword daily. He practiced it daily. So begin with small things. Repeat it until it becomes a habit. The third suggestion I give to you is this. Thank God for the people and thank them too in your life. Make efforts to let people know that you are thankful for their presence in your life. Call them and send them a card and text them and say in person. Begin with your loved ones who are living with you, husband and wife, for example, and parents and children and friends. Incidentally, yesterday I got two Thanksgiving cards from good old friends. We were talking about, you know, when I first served in the first congregation in Michigan 20-some years ago, she still remembered my family and sent a Thanksgiving. That warmed my heart. And the second card also came from my previous congregation in Monmouth County, member also former secretary. You see, I have a good relationship with my former secretary. Make sure. Anyway, she sent me a nice, you know, Thanksgiving card and so forth. Again, but I really appreciate their friendship and remembering us that much. And sometimes you can write a thank you note or email even to a complete stranger. True story. Friend of mine whose name is Andre, he was a young man looking for a job and he had an interview. He didn't get the job. Yet, he was a Christian, so he sent a nice thank you email back to the interviewer. Yeah, thanks for giving me the opportunity to have an interview. And about a month later, he was offered the job. So he was curious, so he asked the interviewer, and the interviewer said, you know, I was really impressed with your attitude of gratitude. You never know. So make sure that you let people in your life know how much you appreciate them. You know, I cannot cover the entire thing in 20-minute sermon, but there are so many benefits of being thankful in all circumstances. For one, it is a divine antidote to worries and anxieties. You know, you just actually help yourself getting sick and sicker by keeping worrying and all these things. So you want to just don't go in there, and what you do is that being thankful. Did you also know that giving thanks to God reduces your stress level? I was listening to a doctor, medical doctor, who was explaining all this heart disease and also diabetic condition and so forth. He says, you know, stress is the killer. If you have sugar problem, guess what? When you're so much under stress, sugar number sugar goes up there. And not only it stays there, but it also damages your artery. That's what he says. So whoever has a heart problem, make sure that what you do, be thankful. See, you don't connect those things, right? But there are so many things when God says be thankful, there are so many things that we don't understand why, and sometimes we don't feel like doing it. Don't ask me. I'm not in good mood of being thankful. Well, wait a minute. First of all, it is God's will for you. Okay, you want to obey it. Always remember too, there's good reason or two behind every single command of God. When God says do this and don't do this, even though you don't understand fully, there's always good thing waiting for you if you obey the Lord. So try it, being thankful, and you will be much happier and healthier. Let's bow heads and pray. Most of us, if not all of us, Lord, are concerned about our physical well-being. We want to stay strong and healthy and live a happy life. We cannot blame them. The thing is, though, we want to be wise. When God says, be thankful, we rely on the circumstances. How can I be thankful in this terrible, terrible situation? And God says, still, my child, can you be thankful? In those moments, Lord, help us to listen to you. Perhaps there's things that I don't understand, but since God knows what he's asking me to, I'll do it. That kind of a humble attitude, Lord, we are asking. I also lift up those folks who are going through very rough times right now. If I use their words, they say, there's not one single thing good going on in my life. I thought about myself too, and I was in their shoes before. But even then, God says, can you be thankful for my righteousness. It has nothing to do with me, but with everything to do with God, for that God asked me to be thankful. Yes, Lord. So, help us. And I lift up those folks who are so much worried about so many things. You speak to their hearts that beginning with thanks is a way to go. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.